halacha that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and see how the Rambam, since we do Rambam here, to go over, see how the Rambam formulates it. Many of us know it's Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and there's one sif in the Shulchan Aruch after said there Aseres Yemei Tshuva of Tafresh Bet, Tafresh Gimel. There's one sif. So there's two simanim about Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then the second simon is one sif, Tafresh Gimel. And this, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Af mi she'enu nizhar mi pat shel akum, all year round you eat Wonder Bread, right? And you're not makbid on that. But Aseres Yemei Tshuva tzarich lizayir. And this, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rav Chiya told to Rav that if you don't have the ability to eat chulin betara all year, you should be makbid at least for shiva yomim min shana, 7 days of the year. And this is brought down in the Rush at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the name of the Raviyot that says, it's talking about Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay, and the reason why he said 7 days is because Rosh Hashanah, you don't need to be that much more meticulous and to warn him, because Pashut is going to eat Batara, because Chayav Adam to be Matire himself Beregel. So then if we have the 7 days of what we're in the middle of right now. Nowadays, it's not as relevant because we're all Tamei Meis. Okay? But the Rush brings down that which the Shulchan Aruch quotes from him, which is Akein Nagu Ba'Ashkenaz, that even those that are not Nizhar from the pot of Goyim all year, Naseres Yemei Tshuva, they should be Nizhar. There are other Achronim that bring down other things to be Makbid on. For example, the Mate Ephraim brings down that Malam De Tinokos and Bachrim in Yeshiva should be make sure to be Makbid in their Zmanim. Okay? And therefore, you should try in these days even more to learn with more Hasmada. There are those who say, I have to be Zariz now to buy beautiful Esrogim at this time. Okay? So some people, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that it was Zahir not to eat during Aseres Yemei Tshuva of food that was a question of Shelai Hilchatit. Okay? So there are people who do different Chumras during this time. And the question comes, what, just for these 7 days? What is this, a game? It's a joke? Right? God doesn't know that I'm only doing this for the 7 days? What type of hypocrisy is this that I'm only going to be makbid for these 7 days? What is the nature of this halacha that's brought down? And I believe that there are different schools of thought, both in halachic and hashkafic. And I'd like to share with you, there's an article by Rav Rimon in the Sefer that I'll give you some different approaches. But I thought about it also. First of all, when the Ramah brings it down, he brings it, he says, Hagah, v'yesh l'chol adam, l'chapeis u'l'fashpeish b'ma'asav v'lashuv mehen b'aseres yemei tshuva. The Ramah, when he's bringing this down, is saying that this is not limited to Pas Hakum, but rather it seems to be in all types of mitzvahs that you should be doing, cheshbon ha'nefesh. I believe that that's one realm of this halacha. The idea of, it's not just Pas Hakum, it's a general idea of tshuva. And that's how I think the Rambam understood it. How do I understand that? Because the halacha, which we spent a long time on, Paragim halacha dalit, the Rambam, if you remember, brings down Ur Yishen and Mishina Aschem, Tkiat Shofar Barash Hashanah, and says, not like Rashi, that it's a din in tefillah, but it's a din in tshuva. And then he had the first lefikach. The first lefikach, the Rambam who said, that make sure you look into your ma'asim. Tzarech kol adam shira atzmo, therefore, every single person has looked the whole year, you're 50-50. And the world is 50-50. And if you do one sin, you tilt the scales for the bad, and you're causing destruction. And vice versa. You do one mitzvah, you tilt the scales for good, and you're causing a tshuva and hatzalah. Right after that, we pointed out yesterday, that I thought behind that, is that lefikach was a lot of people don't pay attention to their actions, because they think their actions don't carry so much weight. What's the big deal? I'm just this, I'm just that, no one cares. And the idea the Rambam is saying is, no, every single action you do has a tremendous amount of importance. I think right after that, what does the Rambam say? Umipnei inyan zeh, nagu kol beit Yisrael laharbot bitztaka, ma'asim tovim, la'asok b'mitzvot, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, yeter mikol yimot hashanah. Meaning, the Rambam is putting this, and is saying, this is supposed to be what it seems to be. It's supposed to be to ignite us to do tshuva. That when we have this hakpada, for these couple days, it's supposed to help us in other tshuva, in other ma'asim tovim. That's one approach, the idea of tshuva. Now, I think that comes in within the realm of Rav Kook, that Rav Rimon brings down. The concept of hitchatshut, the idea is that we should try as much as we can to have a Kabbalah. A friend of mine, when I gave this shiur yesterday on my yeshuv, says, yeah, of course you have a Kabbalah. Okay, that each person takes on a small thing during these times to be able to work on themselves. And even if you don't succeed long term, this is the built into the world. Built into the world of tshuva is natural. Just like you have the sun that comes up every morning and goes down every night. Just like you have the sprouting of leaves. But what happens? In the time of choref, it falls off. But it recreates itself and it comes back up. It sprouts again in the spring. So too, man is trying to always get to the shleimut. And we try with that hitchatshut. We quoted the Medrash that all the korbanot of the musafim for all other chagim is v'kraftem. But by Rosh Hashanah, what's the word that is used? Va'asitem. And the Medrash tells us, ma'ale ani aleichem. It's as if you become a beria chadasha, a new entity. So therefore, part of this approach of trying to eat it, whether it's patakum or other hakpadot that we mentioned, is the she'ifa, this aspiration to a new shleimut. That's one approach. A second approach could very well be the based on a mashal, the Baal Shem Tov. It's similar, but it's a different approach. This is the idea, not just to try. It's the same. I would say it's the same rubric of tshuva, but it's in another part. Is that many times we'll say, "Look, this is what I've done this past year. This is who I am, and I can't really do more." Listen to this unbelievable mashal of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov has an unbelievable mashal. He says, "I heard from my father-in-law as follows: Lemelech, a king that made many, many walls. Ba'achizat einayim, it was a ki'ilu. But he made many, many walls, one in front of the other. And around these walls, there were rivers, and there were a lot of soldiers to scare people off. He put lions, he put bears, and all other types of fear animals that are going to cause fear in order. B'chdei shiru migesher elav. In order that, this is the palace, not everyone could come in. Lo kol arotz litot Hashem yavo v'yito. And then some announcements came out. Anybody who wants to come to the king, come to the king. And the king's going to give you a tremendous amount of osher, riches, kavod. V'yassar etzlo omid bechilo. And you're going to be the assistant to the king. Gevalt. So a person who didn't want this, what happened? He came to the first wall. He saw how big all these walls, all these scary things that were going on. And he turned around. There are some who tried a little harder, went through wall after wall. And then when they came to the inner walls and they saw the rivers and the chayalim and the bears, all right, and all these things that were holding back and covering their ability to greet the king, they said, "What's going on here? Ma zeh melech rachamam kamotcha." They screamed out, "You're a kirachim aval banim. Why are you hiding yourself? I," and you scream out, "Keili, keili, lama zavtani. I want to be able to be near you." And because of that, that determination, basically what happens? You're able, these walls now appeared, as we had said, it was just an appearance. They now went away, okay? And as a result of that, because of your desire, the king removed these walls of these fictitious rivers. And you see that there really is no wall, and there really is no partition separating. But really, there are orchards, and the whole idea there, the king is waiting for you in all types of, with a full band, ready for you to be Melech Yoshev v'kisei Malchuto. That's the mashal. The nimshal is that man is afraid to change. We're afraid to do tshuva. The tshuva seems so far away from us with all these walls. And therefore, even if I am successful in breaking down some of the walls and some of the stumbling blocks that I have, He says, "No, can I really do it?" And you have to really have that desire to change. And once that happens and you've been able to make that leap,
suddenly you see that all those things that held you back are all just achizat einayim. These were all things that were a trick, a magical trick. Really, you see that the previous state you're in wasn't matim for you at all. And this new matzav that you're in is so you. So therefore, at the beginning of the year, we go and we try and we have these hakpadot to see, do we really have those kochot? We're doing chaburas now. If I would have told you a year ago, half a year ago, yeah, I'm going to do a chabura. I'm going to be able to go and write a sefer for myself. You'd look at me like I'm an alien. You're like, I'm a crazy man, that I don't understand you. But the idea is once you put in the work, even just within the last 35 days, month, and you see the amount of that you've improved in your learning, in your machshava, in how to approach Rishonim, in the all the different right questions to ask, it's unbelievable. So therefore, again, this is a concept of the pticha of a daf chadash. Another approach we'll give, two other quick approaches, and we'll finish. One idea is the concept of that there is a value for a small time, a tshuva zmanit. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this halacha down, but he has a problem because maybe if I'm going to be machmir on myself, it's going to be a neder. Therefore, he says I should only do it with things that are hidr. However, the Beis Yosef says this is not true. I'm not trying to make a neder. But the bottom line is that there is a certain value. It's not that I'm trying to take on these things that are going to last for all the time, as opposed to the first approach. There's a value, even if it's not going to last, to be able to have a tshuva for a small time period. And this, you could say it in two different ways. One way, this is brought down in halachic literature, is that we're saying, God, look, we're pushing the envelope, we're trying to go lifnei mishurat adin. We're going, really, my level is really only up to X, and I'm really going X plus Y plus Z. I'm trying much more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you too, please try to look at me and be lifnei mishurat adin. A second interpretation, which is similar, is not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's more for ourselves. To be able to look into ourselves, okay, that we're able to continue trying to improve. The last and final piece for this morning, Rav Rimon brings down that there is a concept that even though I might not continue all of these things forever, there's a certain value, at least once a year, to be able to be in that zone. He calls it a Beit Havra Ala Nefesh. Women, when they, especially Haredi women, when they have children, they go to a place called a Beit Havra'a, which basically they go into a like a well clinic, and basically, look, they have 5, 6, 7, 8 kids plus. So now they just had another kid for a week, for 4 days. Again, I'm not a bucky in Haredi women practices, but there's a concept called the Beit Havra'a. You go there, and you're just taken care of, and you get well physically. So Rav Rimon basically says that's what's going on now. It's called the Beit Havra'a la Nefesh. That basically, there is a certain time that we need the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Not all year is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davi. But there's a certain 10-day period that we say, you know what? I need to be able to be in that zone. To be able to realize, you know what? I do have that Pintel Yid within me. I do have that connection with God in a real, visceral, a real, authentic relationship. Even if not every single tefillah, I'm going to have that close dveikus, and that's not what's expected of me. But once a year, that if I have that, that in itself is a certain value to this halacha that's brought down in Siman Tov Reish Gimel. Let's go, Hadalah.
Houston, you said everything.